Before heading to Providence, Rhode Island this past Saturday to take on the Friars, Coach Roeders and the Marquette Golden Eagles took on a number 8 DePaul Blue Demons team that was out to win it on senior night at Valley Fields. Despite trailing the Blue Demons 2-0 for most of the game and being able to tie the game up in the 87th minute, at 2-2, Marquette lost in double overtime to the DePaul Blue Demons 3-2. In my post-game interview with head coach Marcus Roeders, he spoke calmly and accepted the challenge that was ahead in going to Providence coming off of a narrow loss to DePaul.
You know, we did a lot of great things and ended up a little bit short. So, you know, don't feel great for our team. Don't feel great for our seniors on their senior night. But we'll move forward. I think it's another lesson that we learned. And we'll be better for it. And we just got to put ourselves now in the best position to you know, get ready for the next two games and then postseason. And you know, the nice thing is that I think once we get to that point, anything can happen. And I think we're good enough to make good things happen.
Good things would happen early and often for the Golden Eagles in Providence as they got out to an early first half lead over the Friars. Senior forward Alex Heffron would score in the 23rd and 24th minute on an assist from Darian Powell and on an unassisted goal from inside the penalty box to make things 2-0 early on. Again in the 33rd minute, Darian Powell scored a goal of her own off of a Liz Bartels assist, and Ashley Handwerk would score for Marquette again in the 44th off of a J.C. Germeyer corner kick to seal a Marquette victory by a score of 4-0, giving the Golden Eagles a 9-7-2 record on the season. Head coach Marcus Roeders said of the effort, quote, "It was a great road win and a goal that we accomplished tonight. We wanted to wrap up at least a top four finish and a guaranteed home match unless we can slide up even higher in the Big East standings." Marquette returns to action this Friday, October 31st, when it travels to Butler for its final match of the 2014 Big East regular season before heading home on next Tuesday for their first Big East tournament match. For Marquette Wire Sports, I'm Chris Linskins.